Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in for Jeff today, talking a little bit about the Browns, obviously. What's going on with the team? Albert Breer was on yesterday on the Afternoon Drive show, and he dropped all kinds of nuggets of wisdom, plus some, you know, the other talk about the Browns, about possible quarterbacks. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. Cavaliers, feels like things are starting to go in the right direction, as I've said a million times before, and I know Jeff doesn't like when I say this, so Dan does. I don't know, Dan, how you feel about this, but the NBA season starts tomorrow. Can we be honest, please? Can we please be honest about it?
I will be the first to tell you that the NBA season is too long. I will agree with you in that regard.
All right, so
I always have an eye on such things.
And do you believe the NBA season starts tomorrow?
No. I think it started before then, but it's just too long.
I don't know. I maybe my level of interest, I care more. Now, last year was unique because they had such a great start. The Cavs did, but I just kind of watch. I go along. I get frustrated a little bit when I watch all these. Although last night they did what I've been asking them to do for the last couple of weeks. Stop just chucking up threes left and right. Mm-hmm. They scored some points in the paint last night. Man, was that just fantastic. It was a fantastic thing to watch. I enjoyed watching some of that yesterday. So we'll talk more about the Cavs coming up and a couple of holiday things going on. Did you finish your shopping, by the way? I never got to finish that.
I have two stops that I got to do when I get out of here to a couple restaurants in the area, and then after that, I'm done. So outside of just the two stops, I'm okay.
Yeah, I am feeling the heat right now because I have a ton of stuff. I basically have about 2.5 hours to get the last of everything done the beginning of everything done in some situations. And it's not for, you know, lack of caring or not for a lack of planning. I just have not had time to do any of this stuff.
You didn't do it all at the Buc-ee's on the way back from Nashville?
Man.
Should have done it all at the Buc-ee's.
Now, I will tell you this. I did get some stuff at Buc-ee's.
Okay, perfect.
That will be open tomorrow.
That's perfect.
Oh, that place is unbelievable.
It's a Walmart hooked into a gas station.
But it's not. You know, because I looked around to see what they sell in there, and I was like, oh, this isn't really. I thought about that, too, that it was just like a Walmart. First of all, they must have, at least 70 pumps? We were at the one pretty close to Bowling Green, Kentucky, between Bowling Green, Kentucky and Nashville. And we stopped there twice last week, on the way down and on the way back.
Well, everybody can eat. There's enough room for everybody to get off the bus.
So did you get the brisket sandwich when you went in there?
I did not.
It was good. It was good. It was I thought it was good. But I just was like, I mean, do you ever think about you're going out? Oh, let's go on a long road trip. Let's stop and eat at the gas station. Like that to me, that doesn't make sense. At some points,
the only time with that stuff I'd run into it was so I'll get hooked on the Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives marathon.
Yeah,
when those hit the Food Network.
Yeah,
and you start seeing some of those like gas station restaurants that they've got on there, and you're like, oh, okay, I could stop there and eat there.
I just don't get it. Like I don't. I walked in there and I was like, wow, this is legit. I must have said it 10 times. And maybe it was because, and I'm going to be honest, because the bathrooms were big and clean and unbelievably efficient. Like, you can't tell me, does it get any smarter than having a, you know, the lighting's, I don't know, did you use the restroom when you went in there? I mean, I hate to talk about this, but when you went to Bucky's, did you use the restroom?
No, I haven't. I
all right, so you know how when you park at the airport?
Yeah.
And they've got the green and the red lights over the spots if they're open? You know what I'm talking about?
See, now that's smart.
Okay, well, that's here.
Well,
I'm just saying, at the airport here, if you go into the main...
We've had the technology on that for Port-a-Johns forever.
Dude, they have the red and green light over the... Over the bathroom.
Over the stall.
Over the stall.
It's tremendous.
Like, how genius is that?
It's brilliant.
You know, it's even smarter than the little thing that says occupied, not occupied. When
right. I said, we've had this technology on porta potties.
I don't understand, though. Like, I can't figure it out. Like, why is this place so successful? It was awesome going in there. Like, I walked out of there going, I the experience lived up to everything that they said. I listen to Nick Wilson talk about it all the time. And I'm like, what is going on here? There's something psychological about that place that they have totally figured out. And, I mean, it was packed. It was absolutely packed. And I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't understand this. Why is this way?
Because if you do something well and you do it right, people will show up. I mean, I think that's just the story of everything. It's like, if you do this well and you do it correctly, people will come far and wide to see it done well and done right. And not feel like a gross gas station.
I don't know. Well done. I give you credit. You lived up to all the hype that I've ever heard about you, Bucky's. And I can't wait till if we get one up here. Dayton's getting one. That's right. Because Dayton's up and running.
I think that's what you're telling me.
Dayton was the one that I heard is the next one. So
they're finding their way north.
I salute you. I salute you, Bucky's. I salute you. I can't believe it. But if you get it, you get it. Albert Breer yesterday. Let's get back to the Browns here. We were talking about whether this was if for some reason they should move on from Kevin Stefanski, would this be a job that would garner a ton of interest from other... Obviously, it's one of 32. It's not easy to get a job in this league, and I get all that stuff. But would you be able to go out and get your first choice? I don't necessarily know that if you were a head coach and you had two choices, I don't know if you're taking the Browns gig. I just don't know if you are because of all the variables, because of the quarterback situation, because of the offensive line situation, because of the way the wide receivers look right now. And so, you know, I started looking at some of the names that are kind of out there for people who would be candidates for the job. And, first of all, I think it'd be really easy to promote Jim Schwartz. The defense has been successful. And that's the question. Does he want it?
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I don't think he wants it. I think he would have had enough opportunities in between to go get some head coaching jobs, and I wonder if it's just a mix of his health and then maybe doing it with the Lions and looking around going, this mess ain't for me. These press conferences are not meant for me.
Just
I like my once a week, I do story time with the media, and then I coach the defense.
I it's the clock, right? It's the clock. And it's like, once you take the job, you just got hired to get fired. And it doesn't matter who you are. Not many coaches get to walk out on their own terms. So it doesn't happen.
You're right. You're 100% right. Well, a lot of us are that way. I mean, especially, and the players as well. Very often the players don't get to walk out on their own terms either. People just stop calling. I wonder, and maybe this is a deeper conversation for later in the show that I should put in my pocket. I wonder if Ben Johnson has changed a lot of this. So by Ben Johnson, for those of you who don't know, he was the former offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions when the Lions were cranking about 2 years ago. Their last like 3 years, I should say, before this season. But he was a head coaching candidate that a lot of people were circling, and he was interviewing. And he was interviewing for these jobs, and he was turning them down and going back to being an OC with Dan Campbell until he got the job that best fit what he wanted, which was the Chicago Bears.
Right.
Because he actually then had a quarterback. He had wide receivers. He was able to build up the offensive line because they had cap space and a defense in decent enough shape. And it made me wonder, because it was the first time I remembered, and I might be wrong, and if I'm off, please get at us at CLE Talking Heads, at the Sports Feller on Twitter as well. A guy who didn't have a proven track record truly interviewing teams themselves to see if he could fit in there and be good for an extended period of time. I don't remember another coach who didn't have head coaching experience do that same thing. Like, I don't remember Kyle Shanahan doing that with the Niners, where he was...
Washington, though?
It was Kyle Shanahan with the Niners. It was probably the last one I can remember.
But was it... It was just the Commanders, wasn't it? I know he turned down Washington. I remember that.
So he turned down Washington. He interviewed with... Goodness, he interviewed with the Saints, I think. I believe he interviewed with the Seahawks. Everybody wanted to talk to him. And he turned them all down and said, I'm going back one more year to Detroit because these situations are not built in a way where I think I could be successful. And I wonder if we start seeing more and more of that in the head coaching ranks of these guys going, you know, I'm pretty happy as the DC, as the OC here. I'm pretty happy as the DC here. If these situations are built in a way that could help me best, why would I take the risk of being fired and unemployed and having to move my family again?
I think back and, you know, like Caleb Williams. Did you see what Caleb Williams had said about Ben Johnson after the Bears won? What was that?
No, I was very grumpy.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. You probably were. He said...
I was grumpy. I didn't want to listen to anything.
He told the score there, I've got the best coach in the world. Let's just put it that way. We have the best coaching staff in the world. So when you put the talent with the coaches and people that care... You can strive for anything. You can reach anything. You can go after any goal. And when you go out there on the football field, your belief is that you're at all-time high between players, coaches, and you have outcomes like this. This was after the Packers game.
Why do I feel like that is like framed somewhere except coaches, teacher, and it's like some like 40-year-old teacher that's been at a school forever that has that above his desk or her desk or their desk?
I feel like I'm at Kirtland.
That could be.
I feel like we just walked out of Tiger Liberty's office.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah, I get it. You know, you hear players say, he's the best coach in the world, you know, and that's why they have success, and that's why they're able to do stuff like that. I don't know how sexy our job is, let's be honest with you. And I'm still not 100% convinced that the Haslams are going to move on. So, all right, let me take one phone call here real quick, and then I want to play some other stuff. Don's in Cleveland. Hi, Don.
How are you, Don?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Of course, man.
In terms of the first, your opening segment there, talk about Stefanski.
Yeah.
I've always been a critic of his in terms of, I think he's always been an overrated play caller. Example here is this past weekend, we get the ball back in that last drive and first and 10, and you can go down the field and win the game, and he calls a reverse. You can't call that play there. You've shown that reverse twice already in that game. You have no momentum on that drive because it's the first play of the drive. Those kind of things.
Now, did he call it or did he approve it?
I was going to say, not to be that dude, but Tommy Reese was the one who put that play call in.
Right. Either way, it's a bad play call, and he's head coach.
So he approved it.
Say no.
So
at the end of the day, Stefanski is tough because he's got two Coach of the Year awards, and he deserved both of them. But in the grand scheme of things, his overall resume does not look so great, and he's made a lot of mistakes. And he leaves you scratching your head. And I like to compare him to Tomlin, even though they're two completely opposable personalities. Because Tomlin's resume is similar to Stefanski's in this regard. He hasn't done anything in a long time. He's completely overrated. Tomlin's not a bad coach. He's not a great coach. Stefanski's not a horrible coach. He's not a great coach. So the way I look at it is simply you can end up with a worse coach than Stefanski, and you have to kind of look at it like the devil you know versus the devil you don't. And since they've got some young talent on offense now, except for the line, and he's making Shador look okay, I almost think you got to give the guy almost like a year-by-year lease and keep him around.
Hmm. All right, Don, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Happy holidays to you. You know, what is the difference between a great coach and a mediocre coach? You know, we always have this argument about the Patriots, right? Was it Tom Brady or was it Bill Belichick? Was right. it Tom or Bill? Even a guy that had more success than anybody else, you know, people want to say, well, it was Tom Brady. Well, or do people want to say Tom Brady became Tom Brady because of Bill? So I think we all have our own definition of that. All right, Albert Breer had some other things that I really want you to hear again. And so we're going to play those when we come back here in a second. 216-474-0092.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.